Let us go to Acts, the second chapter, for our thoughts for the day. And our thought today will be how the Spirit of God is like wind. In Acts, the second chapter, in verses 1 and 2, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." So when the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, descended on the day of Pentecost, it was like a breath of wind. God's spirit is like wind, in that it has no shape or form, as it were, but it is seeking a shape and a form, seeking a heart, seeking a person to enter into that it might abide. And like Jesus said to Nicodemus in the third chapter of John and verse 8, he said, "The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." So the Spirit of God is like the wind. It's wonderful to have that presence of that breath. It's that wind that sweeps through the Word of God and gives a breath and life and quickening power to His precious Word. Gives life to His doctrines and His truth. And you see, Satan is an imitator of God, and he knows about God's breath and God's wind. And so he tries to imitate that, as the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in verse 14. He said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So our enemy, Lucifer, fallen Lucifer, likes to put his breath into his doctrines, into his errors, imitating that God has a divine spirit, an omnipresent spirit that's like wind that will blow and breathe through the Word of God and causing it to become alive and to become quickened in our hearts and our minds, that we might comprehend and understand and see and feel His doctrines and His principles. And Job likened the Spirit of God unto the south wind in Job 37 chapter and verse 17. He said, "The south wind quieteth the earth." And so when we feel this breath of His presence in prayer, this breath of His presence in the Word of God, it quietens our earth. It quietens ourself. We can be disturbed. We can be anxious. We can be concerned. We can be troubled. We can be sad. We can be weary. But when we go to the Word of God and we find that wind, that spirit, that breath of life blowing through the Word of God, or we go to our place of prayer and fall upon our knees and by faith look up into His face and feel that breath of His presence, that breath of His spirit that's like wind, as it were. How beautiful to walk out on a spring day and feel the south wind, feel the springtime wind, because the south wind relates to springtime, when the earth is beginning to bud and blossom and put forth new blades and new stalks and new fruits. And so it is, beloved, when we go to the Word of God and we go to the Spirit of God and we pick up that spirit, that breath, that wind, we'll find the Word of God coming alive. It'll be like springtime. We'll find our hearts beginning to sprout up with new love and new joy and new peace. And whereas before we were troubled, or we were disturbed, or we were anxious, we'll find our hearts calm and quieted in His presence. It just seems that His south wind will sweep away all of our cares, all of our distresses, and all of our misunderstandings, and all of our fears, and bring us into a quietness and into a peace before Him. And then again, in Psalm 18, we find that God said in His Word that His wind, His spirit, also transports, bears up, lifts up, as He says here in verse 10 in Psalm 18, speaking of God, and said, "And He rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, He did fly upon the wings of the wind." So God Himself is transported, as it were, by the breath of His own spirit, borne up just like an eagle would bear up her eaglets upon her wings. And so we see that the breath of God does transport, does bear us up. And when we can be in a low place in our minds, in our hearts, we can be depressed. We can feel low. We can feel sad. We can feel discouraged. But when we go to the Word of God and we go to the Spirit of God, we'll find this, His Spirit, His omnipresent wind, as it were, His omnipresent breath will bear us up as on eagle's wings and lift us into the heavenlies of His presence and lift us above discouragement and disparagement and encourage us to run on in this holy race to be like Jesus Christ. So it's wonderful to know that His Spirit does bear us up. And then again, God established this truth of the bearing up of the Spirit of God. And in the day in which we live, so many people are resorting to other things to bear them up, drugs and entertainment and pleasure and all kinds of breaths, as it were, of mankind, of, you see, exaltation and compliments and this thing and some other thing. But if we just go to the Word of God and find that omnipresent breath, that omnipresent wind, as it were, we'll find it just lifting us up like a glider, being lifted up by the waves, the air waves in the sky. In Psalm 104 and verse 3, he said, "Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind?" And again, he's speaking of God here, how that God himself is borne up and transported. And so, beloved, we can live a victorious Christian life. We can live above the things of this world because God's breath, God's wind, God's Holy Spirit will bear us up above the troubles and trials and tribulations of this world and give us a glimpse of Jesus Christ in the heavenlies, as the Apostle Paul said in Colossians, that we're to be seated in the heavenlies with Christ. That's our birthright as a Christian, that we can go to the Word of God, go to the Spirit of God in that Word, go to prayer and be borne up by His precious Spirit. And then again, the psalmist said in Psalm 1 and verse 4 that the wind will carry away the chaff. He describes a righteous man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates there day and night, that he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But he said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. And so, beloved, when we allow the breath, the wind, the Spirit of God to come into our hearts and lives, He will drive and blow away the useless things of our life, the vanity, the vexation that's not needful. He'll blow that away and give us a clean heart and a clean spirit before God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Thy precious Spirit, for the breath of Thy presence. And we pray, O God, that indeed You would bear us up on the wings of Thy Spirit, that we might be seated in the heavenlies with Christ, that we might see and meditate and understand of Thy divine truth and principles. Because we pray in Jesus' precious name, amen.